Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Okay, so we did have some lovely music for you guys. Oh, here we go.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Problem was.
What?
All the rum's gone.
All the rum? All the rum is gone. I drank it last weekend.
Why is the rum gone?
Because I thought it was the SoCo because I grabbed the wrong bottle and, yeah.
No pirate drinks SoCo.
No. Arr. No pirate drinks SoCo. But Ginger drinks SoCo, but she grabbed the wrong bottle and...
We need pirate Ginger today.
Arr. Under the booty.
That's it, I'm done. I am done.
Oh, come on.
I'm done for the day. I'm done.
Corey, come on.
You all have an unhealthy obsession with my butt. The whole staff here
it's
came in.
It's so hot. So we can't help it.
Oh, man.
Yes.
So it is Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr!
It is Talk Like a Pirate Day. It's a national Talk Like a Pirate Day. So if you're at work, you need to be talking like a pirate. You know, lots of R's and yar and plundering and, yeah, I don't know what else.
Oh.
Maybe it's just walk around with a bottle of rum in your hand at work day.
No, don't do that.
Aww.
Oh, it's something wrong with y'all. Okay. Yeah, we got to do this. I had some good... Well, you know what? You go first. I've been going first all last week. It's your turn.
I will go first. Jay Dukes, are you listening? Are you listening, Jay Dukes? Because you know this happens every time you tune in. We're talking about booty or boobs or something.
Arr.
GamePolitics.com this morning. Yar. All right. Is your boss around? You might want to turn this down. Just fair warning. You got it turned down yet? Your kids turned away? Yeah? Okay. All right. Porn stars want to pwn you. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Even with the distraction of a foul-mouthed 12-year-old cursing in your ear, you've still got game. But how well would you hold up against a steaming video of a topless porn star? Adult performers Alana Evans and Misty Dawn have launched Pwned by Girls, a new website that will allow eager gamers to play video games with them or just kick back and watch them mop the floor with competitors who just can't seem to focus. Yeah, we're trying not to. celebrating the launch of Gears of War 3, the first streamed gaming session, which will be recorded and archived for subsequent review, they say, will kick off on September 20th. Evan says, I'm a huge Gears of War fan. It's my favorite game to play on the Xbox Live. So when I came up with this idea and presented it to Misty, I knew the release date of Gears would be the perfect date to start. Misty is probably the most dedicated gamer girl I know, so she was the obvious choice as my partner for PwnedByGirls.com. Dawn adds, I'm very excited to share with our fans the new project we've started. Are you a gamer? Are you sick of pretend gamer girls? Yeah, us too. Time to pwn some noobs with our boobs.
Okay.
Really? Seriously? I swear to God, if I beat you at one of the defense chicks, me and you, All right, so thank goodness the Kinect offers hands-free gaming. Am I right? No, you're not right. I'm sorry. No, this just makes me ill. Very, very, very ill. You know, we work hard to be taken serious as women in games.
Wow.
I don't know how many times I've logged into a voice chat and been, oh, my God, it's a girl. Or, you know, somebody finds out I'm a girl in a game, and then they start wanting to pick apart how I play. You know, if you did this or you did that, or they want to know what I've played, they want to play, you know, the whole one-up game. You know, well, I've done this. Have you done that? It's hard being a girl and being taken serious within gaming. And then you come out with something like this.
First of all, I will go out on a limb and say, I find the ironic mention of boobs in your tagline. We'll take that compliment. That's an homage to us, yes? But notice we said come for the boobs, stay for the brains, not the games. Anyway, y'all keep setting us back like 10 years every time y'all do this crap. It's the industry's not ready for it yet. They've not even caught up to the fact that we're playing games in the first place.
No.
So you're not helping by saying we have a... And there's somebody already doing that. What was the other girls that were trying to do it? And
yeah, I can't even think of what they are.
You know what it is? And we've had this discussion before. I've written stuff about this before. Is that this is our generation's women's movement. Ladies out there, this is what it is for our generation, is to get our foot in the door of some type of technology-based something. Not just games, you know, this is our chosen thing is games, but you guys out there that keep stepping in the middle and you don't understand anything about gaming other than, I'm a hardcore gamer, I owned the original Xbox. No, honey, when you come and tell me you owned a Sega Master System and you know what it is, then I will take you seriously. You playing games on your iPhone does not make you a gamer. Now, if you're playing it hardcore, where you're telling me you're on your iPhone constantly playing games, and that's the only reason you bought it, then that makes you a gamer. But not just because you have one, not just because you're little. My brother had a Nintendo, and I used to play Mario Kart. No. Name me six or seven other games you played. something else. So please stop setting us back. We're trying to get a movement going here. We've been trying for 10 years, and every time you guys stick your little boobs in the middle of the mix, you mess things up. And that's not what I want to say. It's daytime. Anyway, go find something else to do. I'm pretty sure that you don't see me trying to make adult films. I'm not overthinking. No. I need to be making gamer-themed adult films. Come on. Stay in your lane. Stay in your freaking lane.
I like that. Stay in your lane. That's a lot nicer than what I wanted to say.
Well, we can't say much, you know, it's daytime, so we have to be nice.
It is daytime. It's the reason why I gave them, you know, a couple of seconds warning to turn it down.
All right, so I got interesting news over. Well, this is not actually new. Part of this is not new, what I'm about to share with you. As you know, Google, they're dropping the Picasa and the Blogger brand. Okay, this was actually announced back in July, so those of you who have Blogger accounts are probably not going to be too happy. But not to fear, they're supposed to be integrated into the new Google Plus thing, or renamed or rebranded to Google Blogs and Google Photos, respectively. But, of course, those of you who are coders know that's still going to be difficult, because now you got to go in and find all that code that has those names.
Flickr was part of Google.
I don't know. I know YouTube is, but they're saying they're not going to touch YouTube at all.
Well, just I was curious. I mean, why have Picasso if you have Flickr? Aren't they the same types of services?
Yes and no. I think Picasso is more geared towards the artist types, and then Flickr is for us amateur folk. But don't quote me on that. I'm sure somebody will correct me. But also, Google launched something else over the weekend called Google Wallet. Or actually, today they're just announcing it. And this is being reported over at VentureBeat.com. And TechCrunch, of course, they reported yesterday that documentation being sent to Google Wallet partners is indicating that, you know, it was going to be launched today. And, of course, this morning, GigaOM, I love the name of that site, posted a photo of a Google Wallet payment module at the Pete's Cafe shop in San Francisco, which allows you people out there to swipe your wallet-enabled Android phone to make purchases. This is just likely what they're calling a soft launch or a small rollout of the Google Wallet to some choice retail partners, so you won't be able to do it everywhere. Google has yet to say anything about the official Google Wallet launch date and hasn't acknowledged any major launch today, but the company has slightly updated its Google Wallet website if you want to go check that out. That's at google.com/wallet/again. Of course, Google has also been field testing Wallet at select retailers over the past month, and it previously stated that the service would officially launch sometime during the summer. Of course, this is the end of summer, so maybe. At first glance, they're saying the Wallet module appears to be a rebranded MasterCard PayPass, if you know what that is. You know, where you would go and tap your card on the thing. You didn't have to swipe it. You tap and you go. But right now, it's available only on the Nexus S 4G on Sprint, and it's compatible. It's the only one that's compatible with Google Wallet. The company also previously showed off NFC stickers that can be fixed to Android phones, making them compatible with Google Wallet. So, interesting. I don't know that I necessarily like that, as paranoid as I am.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. It's too hard, or too hard. It's too easy for that kind of stuff to be read. I don't know if I want to have all my information just sitting there for any old hacker to get a hold of.
Not just that, but on your phone. Even if it's not a hacker, yeah. A thief can just, you know.
What if you lose your phone? Yeah, no.
Yeah, or me, I always leave my phone laying somewhere in the store. I have to go back and find it. I left it this weekend in Target by the game.
Wow. No, I don't do that. That thing never leaves my sight. I love my phone.
I have a moment or two of severe crazy, because I'm always crazy, but the severe crazy where I put it down and I walk away and I go, what do I have to my phone? I'm, you know, oh, I need to Twitter. Where is my phone?
You're looking,
let me retrace. Where was I last? Okay, I went to look at the games, and then I went around the other side. I looked at more games, and then I went to look at the shoes, and then games. So it's two places it could be. reminds me, okay, since we've been talking all about fashion and everything, why do I have this accent from the north today? Am I channeling somebody from the north? I keep saying all these northern-sounding words. I said fashion. I didn't say fashion. But I went up to Target, of course, to guys, I'm going to be working on another thing for you. Checking the trade-in prices of stuff at Target versus GameStop, that's going to be good. But while I was in there, I noticed that the store was a wreck by the clothing section. You know, they came out with the designer line.
Yeah.
Over the week. What is wrong with some of you out there? It's Target. They were acting like it was like, you know, Barney's in New York. You know how you hear about the women in New York go crazy for the fifth?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. So this happened, you know, with the women coming to get the Missoni. He says, yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
I heard about that. And apparently what the deal is some of these people are going in and buying these clothes, $30, and then going back and selling them on eBay for twice as much.
Why would you? They designed the line only for Target, so it's not like it's the same stuff that's in the high-end stores. So
I've not got a clue.
All you got to do is wait for them to get another shipment, which they said they are getting in. They don't understand why you all went so crazy.
anything I have to say is probably not going to be taken well, so yeah.
Oh, well, you people are crazy.
Yes.
That
yes.
never happens in Second Life.
It's going to.
All right, people. Looks like, well, that wasn't either of us, actually, Ginger. That was
no, that was a BTR. So all of a sudden, everything kind of went wonky, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, quiet. Uh-oh. Okay, guys, we're back. Sorry about that. People are like, ah, stream is dead. Stream is dead.
No. We're trying. We know. We're sorry.
All right, Ginger. I suppose we should continue on. Continue.
We should. All right, grab your booty on September 19th.
What?
For
No.
Yes. Grab your booty. Now I'm going to lose my voice. Grab your booty on September 19th for It Be Telltale's Talk Like a Pirate Day sale. Plunder big saving on Tales of Monkey Island for PC, Mac, and iPad. Mm-hmm. All right, so mark your calendars for September 19th for It Be International Talk Like a Pirate Day, and Telltale Games' award-winning Tales of Monkey Island series be on sale for 1 week. Treasure chest of savings awaits ye for the 19th to the 26th of September as the entire Tales of Monkey Island season on PC and Mac is yours for 70% off. That be some fine booty. Oh my God. Avast! There be more! iPad owners can get all 5 Monkey Island Tales HD episodes on sale for £1.99 something Linden's little L sign per episode. Splice the main brace and grab these offers before we send them down to the cold darkness of Davy Jones' locker. yes. All right. So Telltale's trademark humor and adventure gameplay will delight Monkey Island fans old and new as the entire 5-episode saga unfolds on iPad, PC, and Mac. All right. So if you want the link to...
are we on again?
Oh, wait, no.
Stop it. where did I lose you guys? Okay, so apparently there's new environments for the Disney Universe video game, character costumes. Okay, well, maybe we're back. Ginger, are you there?
I'm back. I can hear.
Okay, consensus looks like there's a Comcast thing. It's not even BT. So BT, sorry. But it's Comcasting. We will persevere through our trial too. Wow. I love when they do this at this time of the year. And I lost my PR. Okay, there we go. Okay, so Disney Universe featuring environments, character costumes inspired by Pirates of the Caribbean. Going to be the first video game that brings together characters and worlds inspired by both animated and live action films for Disney's Walt Disney Animation Studios, Pixar Animation Studios, and Walt Disney Pictures. Players can suit up as the film's characters such as Captain Jack Sparrow, Angelica, Mr. Gibbs, Captain Barbossa, and Blackbeard as they navigate their way over the Thames River. Did we lose you again, Ginger?
No. This time I'm just coughing my lungs up.
Jay Dukes is saying, I need a wire coat hanger and some tinfoil. Your reception is going out. Which one of y'all didn't pay the bill? It's not us. Look, it not be us, mate.
It not be us this time.
It be Comcast. Yars.
Comcast, okay. I hate you.
Yes. So apparently the New World also includes cannons to fend off pirate ships, water bombs to prevent London from burning, and rubber duck vehicles that players can utilize to engage in a final battle.
Rubber duck
vehicles.
Oh, my God. I want to play this.
I liked the MMO. I don't know why people didn't, the original one.
I installed it. I played it for like 20 minutes, and I was like, no, I can't do this.
I think they kept changing it. At first, it was really, started out really good. Okay, but anyway, Disney Universe will be available on the 28th of October, 2011, for the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, the Wii as well, the Nintendo and Windows PC. And we might be going out again. We're sorry. I think I heard a drop in the tone there.
Oh, no.
Also on the Disney Universe will be Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, Disney and Pixar's Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, and the Lion King. WALL-E. Eva. Yeah. Eva needs to get out of our connection. Or GLaDOS, whichever one of y'all is causing the problems. Get gone.
I'm probably GLaDOS. Evil GLaDOS.
Yeah, I spent some time with GLaDOS this weekend. It's highly feasible. She made me angry. She couldn't stump me with her puzzles, so.
Speaking of that, in case you those of y'all out there who did not know, Portal is I'm actually going to pull this from GamePolitics.com. Portal is free during Valve education push.
Ooh.
Portal. Mm-hmm. Portal Valve's ultra-popular and internet meme-generating first-person puzzle platform is available for free on Steam for PC and Mac until September 20th. I've already downloaded it. Those of you who insist on questioning a good thing may be interested to know that Valve hopes this short promotion will show educators how valuable video games can be in the classroom. A Valve statement says, "It's eye-opening to see how video games can be used in amazing and unexpected ways to help educate our next generation. Using interactive tools like the Portal series to draw them in makes physics, math, logic, spatial reasoning, probability, and problem-solving interesting, cool, and fun, which gets us one step closer to our goal, engaged, thoughtful kids." Who is this? Okay, today innovative educators are finding ways to incorporate Portal and Portal 2 into their classrooms, helping teach physics and critical thinking skills. One of the biggest challenges in teaching science, technology, engineering, and math is capturing the students' imagination long enough for them to see all the possibilities that lie ahead. This new field of the White House's Digital Progress Initiative to improve America's education system by promoting breakthroughs in education and learning technologies. That event kicks off today. Awesome. And I know this is, to help teachers and students, but yeah, I grabbed it myself because I love Portal.
Don't we all? You
so
know what?
Fun.
I haven't played all the way through the multiplayer version, but I was playing it. I mean, not the multiplayer version, but the single player. So I met the turrets for the first time in the multiplayer. I love them.
Yes. I think multiplayer adds a whole other element to it. You actually have to work together to get you both across.
Are you still there?
We are. Push shooting lasers at us. Thank you.
Will you stand right there?
I don't know. We got to meet the person that we were playing. We're like, all right, who's going to die this time?
You take it for the team. You take it.
I don't want to.
I did last time.
Or purposefully jumping off early of whatever we were doing so that the other one would get killed. Yeah.
Ah, yes, that was fun. Look, go ahead and stand there. Or what is it? I was putting portals underneath. Oops.
My bad. Or was it running towards a wall, trying to get enough speed to go up something? I don't remember what it was. And I shoot the portal at something else. And, yeah, it was hilarious to watch him go face first into the wall.
Good times.
I was like, all right. This time I'll be serious. My bad. Oh, no, I was lying. Next time I'll be serious.
Ah, yes. Lovely. All right, so those of you who want to be superheroes will be happy to know that DC Universe Online is free to play as of today. Well, actually not today, but that's the news as we get it today. It's going to be actually in October. Both the PC and the PlayStation 3 versions of the game will require no initial purchase, with SOE splitting access to the game into three levels, free, premium, and legendary. While the initial game is free, extra content through the DLC and microtransactions will be available to purchase. Players will have already spent $5 in-game before DCUO goes free. We'll get access to the premium level, offering additional character and inventory slots and higher cash limits, while the legendary level charges $14.99 a month and includes all DLC packs at no extra cost. Wow, I love when they do that. Ginger, are you still there? Did we lose you?
I'm still here. I'm just muted while I cough my head off.
You stop it. They're saying, John Smedley, the president of Sony Online Entertainment, says when we launched DC Universe Online, we introduced a very different, I'm going to cut both of you, very different brand of massive online game driven by fast action combat to PC and PS3 gamers. And with that, we discovered a new type of online gamer. He says, we've listened to our community and we've determined that the free-to-play model is the best fit for the DC Universe Online. More information behind Sony's decision to go free-to-play can be read in an exclusive editorial by John Smedley over at gamesindustry.biz, or you can pop over to their site and take a look, see if you like it. I don't know. Can you be evil?
Can you be evil?
I don't know. I need to know if you can be evil because that's what I like. I like to be evil. What's the point of being having superpowers if you're going to be goody-goody? It's easy to be good. I want to do something evil.
This is true. And Corey is very good at being evil.
Yes. I told you those first few days of City of Heroes, before they started taking stuff out, when you could teleport random people. Well, some guy beat me to it, but it was hilarious. I died, but I couldn't stop laughing. He teleported me into the middle of a mob.
In the middle of a mob.
It was hilarious. Wow. Then I teleported him off to the side of a building, so that was funny too, you know.
That does sound like fun.
That's fun. They should leave that stuff in. But you can't do that anymore now. You have to be on their team, and then they ask if there's a prompt that pops up because people were whining. You little whiny babies. It's a game. Have your fun.
Yes.
The one time you can hit somebody and not get in trouble. You should enjoy it.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
All right. What do I got? The free Red Dead Redemption Myths and Mavericks Bonus Pack DLC available now.
Ooh.
The free Red Dead Redemption Myths and Mavericks Bonus Pack DLC is now available for download worldwide on Xbox Live and PlayStation Network. This completely free bonus pack, a token of our appreciation for all the amazing Red Dead fans out there, have been playing the game since its release last year, injects a host of new fan-favorite characters from the single-player story into multiplayer, including legendary gunslinger Landon Ricketts, deputies Eli and Jonah, Mexican Army Captain Vincent De Santa, outlaw Javier Escuela, rancher Drew McFarlane, Native American informant Nostas, and Joan Marston's weathered old ranch hand uncle. The Myths and Mavericks bonus pack also features a bevy of new multiplayer locations, including Kachine, Nakoti Rock, and Beecher's Hope, and more, along with new Stronghold games in Armadillo. New Stronghold games in Armadillo, Tumbleweed, and Chuparosa. A full list of locations is listed below. I'm not going to read them. You can go find them over on Game Nature because I've got them up for you. Yeah, and there are some screenshots as well, which I also have listed over at Game of Natrix. So if you want to check it out, head over there and do that. Also plan on our scheduled September 23rd Red Dead Redemption multiplayer event to be an official Myths and Mavericks affair. So prepare accordingly and make sure you've grabbed the free download by then. And look for the announcement of our new October through December calendar of events in the new in the next few weeks. Yay!
Yo ho ho! Oh,
yeah.
Is it not a pirate's life for me?
It's gone.
Yar! You forgot to add that.
Yar!
Yar!
I need to play Fuzzle Pirates. I haven't played Fuzzle Pirates in a while.
That reminds me. There's a lovely game I'm playing for iPad that was kind of annoying at first, but it's a weird mix of a puzzle RPG thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's interesting. I'll let you guys know. All right, so I got a shorty, and then I got another Google story. Yes, this is turning into the all Google network. All right, so you people, if you live in Australia and you're on Australia's Telstra network, well, Engadget Mobile is reporting if you're still clinging to the hope of OTA Gingerbread Update for your beloved HTC Desire, get out your hankies and start the weeping. It looks like Telstra might opt for an O to the old handset lack of memory, but I don't know what that O means. I'm assuming that you do if you have one. But now the operator's update page makes it clear that it has fallen in line with the wider HTC stance. The Android 2.3 just isn't viable on this device unless you're prepared to go off pissed with a developer build or make your own phone. So you won't be getting any updates. You might as well just throw that thing in the trash or take it to the Target and sell it. All right. Okay. Also, Google. Again, they're just going crazy. Google, they have acquired German Groupon-like deal site. You know how we have those daily deals? They've been advertising on TV. According to the homepage message from Daily Deal, Google has not confirmed the acquisition, nor have terms of the deal been disclosed, because you know they're all secret ninja like that. They have been off to a somewhat slow start with their still young offer service, which it created after Groupon declined a $6 million acquisition offer from Google back in late 2010. Adobe, stop updating while I'm talking. Google Offers is now live in 9 U.S. cities and will be launching in more in the near future. This will mark Google's second acquisition to help its deals presence. The first was the buyout of DealMap last month, which enabled Google to show deals on Google Maps. Wow. Daily Deal also are available in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, so it'll give Google a quick way to add customers in those countries. It launched in December 2009 as a two-person startup and has quickly grown with a reported 252,000 coupons sold in the first quarter of this year. The Austrian version of the site has already reportedly surpassed Groupon in the country. Google Offers and the newly acquired company will likely get more attention with the introduction of Google Wallet, which we were telling you about earlier, a service that quietly launched today, and it should become more prominent in the coming months. Wallet is Google's long-awaited mobile service that will let users pay for goods using their Android phones. You're messing with my head.
I'm sorry. I'm coughing my head off.
I keep going, oh, no, I think we dropped again. Oh, no.
No, no, I'm here. I'm just coughing.
No. All right.
I know. I just don't want them hearing me cough.
It's okay. They know you're human.
I am. But all of my allergies are killing me. All right. PSN. GamePolitics.com this morning. PSN has more issues. The new PSN TOS likely not enforceable in the UK, says lawyers.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. An interactive entertainment lawyer tells GameIndustry.biz that the new wording in the PlayStation Network Terms of Service is geared more towards consumers in the United States and is probably not enforceable in the United Kingdom due to existing laws that prevent such contracts. In case you've forgotten it from yesterday, here's what paragraph 15 of the PSN Terms of Service states. If you have a dispute with any Sony entity or any of a Sony entity's officers, directors, employees, and agents, that cannot be resolved through negotiation within the time frame described in the Notice of Dispute Clause below, other than those matters listed in the Exclusions from Arbitration Clause, you and the Sony entity that you have a dispute with agree to seek resolution of the dispute only through arbitration of that dispute in accordance with the Terms of Service in Section 15, and not litigate any dispute in court. Arbitration means that the dispute will be resolved by a neutral arbitrator instead of in a court by a judge or jury. Ouch. All right, so Sheridan's partner and interactive entertainment lawyer Alex Chapman says that even though consumers loathe it, it makes sense for Sony to do this after all the trouble it had this past year. He says, whilst this may not be popular with consumers, it is really nothing more than any sensible business would do after it has learned some lessons through what must have been a very difficult experience. This is what Chapman told GameIndustry.biz in an exclusive statement. He also goes on to say, Sony is clearly balancing the risk of adverse consumer reaction against the risk of facing future class actions. Time will tell whether consumers care enough about not being able to bring a class action to give up a PSN access. While this might work in the United States, the new wording, says Chapman, is likely not enforceable in the UK. Chapman says, from a legal point of view, there is no certainty that this language will have any effect. The applicable law for the kind of disputes that consumers may bring will generally be governed by the country in which the consumer is resident. In the UK, it is not unlikely that this would be considered unenforceable under the Unfair Contracts Term Act. However, it is probably not the UK that Sony is worried about.
That's for sure.
Commonplace, and the system can mean that defending those actions can be time-consuming and expensive, or can be so time-consuming and expensive that it is more cost-effective to settle even spurious claims. Spurious claims. I'm going to die. This cough drop is killing me. Okay.
All right, boy, Ginger.
Breathe.
Try.
No, I'll do the mouth.
Well, John Smedley is over at GI.biz. He's also the president. Yeah, we were just talking about him a minute ago. President of Sony Online Entertainment has said there's still a strong case for subscription-based online gaming, and he believes that BioWare's forthcoming Star Wars The Old Republic can hit about 2 million monthly subscribers. SOE is dropping subscriptions and taking its titles free-to-play. Yes, like we revealed that the DC Universe Online will be free-to-play and a couple of other titles. But despite that move, Smedley still has faith in his peers at BioWare. He says it's fair to say that subscribers are likely going to be a strong component of revenue for the foreseeable future, although I don't believe they will be as remotely dominant over time, Smedley wrote in an exclusive opinion piece. He said there's another large juggernaut coming out soon in the Star Wars The Old Republic from EA BioWare, and that's a game that he thinks will have a legitimate shot at a 2 million subscriber user base, and he believes that they will have. Yes, we know. This is Comcast, and it is them. I'm looking at my router and stuff. The connection is literally going up and down like a yo-yo.
Comcast, don't make me drive down there and cut you. I will do it.
Mm-mm. It's a sad state of affairs. Anyway.
We need to talk to Corey.
We need all of it. Did I go off Skype when it happened?
Yeah. I saw you go off Skype while you disappeared.
Wow, Comcast.
Oh, so it's back online, yeah.
Amazing. Comcast, I hate you. Okay, so anyway, back to what I was saying about a minute and a half ago. He's saying that this particular game is going to be the last large-scale MMO to use traditional subscription-based model. And why does he think that? Simply put, the world is moving on from this model, and over time, people aren't going to accept this method. He says he's sure he's going to hear a lot about this statement, but he's positive that he's right. Subscriptions are such a burden for gamers that 40% of players cite subs as the reason for quitting whatever Quest 2. Economic times are hard out there, and recurring subscription is something that that glares at you from a credit card bill every month. For some people, saving money starts with getting rid of subscriptions that hit the credit card. I both agree and disagree with him. I think that when you go free-to-play, you allow crazy folks in, and that's going to run a few of us away as well, because we don't. Subscription kind of keeps that, a handle on that a bit. You know, you don't get as many kids in. And
on the other hand, I know if a lot more of these games were not subscription and were free to play, and, you know, I just were able to buy items here and there to help me along the way, I would probably end up spending more than a subscription every month.
And that's what their hope is that they want you to do that. So I think,
and I end up playing more of these games instead of limiting myself.
Well, I would play all of them, but I think there should be separate areas. That's just my opinion. I don't want to play with the kiddies because they tend to be like I said, crazy. Maybe I don't want the kids around me. Maybe I should be able to, you know.
Run around naked, curse, say whatever the mm-hmm.
yeah.
I want. Yeah.
I want to be able to speak like a pirate. Yarr! Okay, we got 6 minutes. Hopefully we don't drop again before then. Enter.
All right. Joymax launches the cash shop for zombie-fueled World War II online FPS Karma Online Tuesday, for 20th.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Public announced the cash shop for its first-person shooter World War II game, Karma Online Prisoners of the Dead, goes live tomorrow and will be available to its community of players. The first wave of cash shop items includes new weapons, equipment, abilities, and bonuses. To learn more about the games, you can go over to GameMagics.com to find the link that they've already given you. All right, so the latest update to Karma Online provides a host of new exciting features and improvements that will evolve the Karma Online experience for both new and old players alike. This is coming from Joymax CEO Namchul Kim. The first wave of items in the cash store will provide unique new weapons and equipment that can be used in the battle for global victory. Equally, we are incredibly excited to have Karma Online fully localized for those players from Germany, Spain, and Turkey. In addition to a variety of new equipment variant from clothing and boots to supply boxes, the first wave of items to hit the cash store will include powerful new weapons such as the AWP and the Camo ABS-36. Players will even be able to purchase items for skill resets, new character slots, and quick respawns. Coinciding with the launch of the Cash Shop, Joymax will also be launching a series of improvements to the open beta client and gaming network. As part of the initiative, the European and North American network infrastructures were upgraded to ensure a smooth and lag-free gameplay experience for players from all regions. In addition, the new clan matching system will match players for battle according to a variety of different criteria. Finally, language packs for German, Spanish, and Turkish were added. All right. Okay, so what exactly is Karma Online Prisoners of the Dead? Developed in conjunction with Dragon Max, Karma Online Prisoners of the Dead is the newest installment in the Karma Online series, the top online first-person shooter series in Korea. Players go back in time to World War II, where they must choose a side with the Axis or Allied powers and join the fight for global victory, with a zombie twist. In this virtual and historical simulation, players will be up against enemy troops as well as hundreds of the walking dead from the remains of the catastrophic battle. Karma Online Prisoners of the Dead will be available in English, German, Spanish, and Turkish. Yes, they do have a Facebook page, a Twitter, and a YouTube. And if you want those, head over to GamingAtrix.com and check them out. I've got the links up for you. Yay!
Yo-ho! It's a virus.
Yo-ho! Did I lose my quarry?
No, I still be here shaking me hook.
Yar! Say they didn't lock you up somewhere, right? In the brig or whatever?
We're about to go to the brig. And A.K.A. the other side of the stream. So you guys know where to find us, GamingAtrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, and any game in existence. Oh, God, so many games.
Stop it.
So we'll see you guys on the other side. Make sure if you want to listen to the rest of the newscast, hopefully without us dropping, you can do so in about 15, 20 minutes. It'll be available for download. Take us with you everywhere. Streets of New York.
Yay! Take us with you.
Out in the fields of Texas.
You know what? Take me some pictures. Show me where you're taking us.
Ooh, that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate right for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.
Yo-ho!
We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate right for me. We extort, we pilfer, we filch, in fact. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Maraud and embezzle and even hijack. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We kindle and char, inflame and ignite. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We burn up the city, we're really a fright. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We're rascals, scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We're devils and flashies, really bad eggs. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.
Yo-ho,
yo-ho, a pirate's life for me. We're beggars and flyers and ne'er-do-well cats. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.
Yo-ho.
I think we're loved by our mommies and dads. Drink up, me hearties, yo-ho.
Yo-ho.
Oh, God, I love that song. Captain Jack Sparrow said, that is my favorite song. But we have somebody asking us a question, which we will respond to, but not about this on the show because it would take too long. But and I can't even say her name during the daytime. You know who you are, Blasian. Yeah, we'll respond to that. A matter of fact, I may be prone to a rant.
Check this out. Now I gotta go check it out.
Okay. Well, apparently this has to do with what you were talking about earlier in the show. So we. Oh, I feel a rant coming on. Oh, it's in my head. It's got to be put to paper. Oh, my God. The digital paper. All right. Anyway, we need to move us along. Is it my turn? It's my turn.
Yeah.
Well, I know Miss Ginger's going to be excited about this. Pony versus pony. Live.
Oh, my God. I saw that. No. My head went, no.
Artix Entertainment, the indie game developer studio that delivers download free RPGs to 130 million users out there, just raised a level cap in their newest game, Pony versus Pony, 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 to 20, to level 20, and added hundreds of new Pony items to its shops. Pony versus Pony is Artix Entertainment's newest game. It was launched 2 weeks ago at AE's Dragon Con. I didn't even know Dragon Con was going on. it was, of course, introduced during their panel to a very excited crowd who knew very little about the game and was very anxious to try it out for the first time. At the time, the AE development team set the player level cap to 5. The game is unlike any Artix Entertainment game. Pony versus Pony is a puzzle game where players battle other ponies through puzzles. The game board has 3 types of orbs, sunshine, butterfly, and candy orbs. How sweet. Yar!
How sweet.
You know, they throw the yar at the end. Connecting 4 or more orbs in a row releases and activates them. The sunshine orbs deal a damage attack. Butterfly orbs cast a protective shield around the player to mitigate damage taken. And candy orbs activate a pet attack. Pet attacks vary depending on what the pet player has equipped. Players can also battle against NPC ponies or they can battle their friends' ponies. Though none of the battles is real time, when player chooses to fight against... Aw, they're playing against the AI that mimics how the friends plays. This sucks. That's not good. We want to battle for real. The AI, of course, will play at the same speed, have the same preferences for orbs, wear the same outfit, and use the same pet as the player whose pony is playing. Players can earn experience and sparkle gems by winning battles. Sparkle gems are used to purchase vanity and battle items for ponies. Mane cut that out. Weave.
Oh.
Wings, outfits, jewelry, pets. Higher pony levels grant access to higher level shops and a lot of new items for ponies. Players who can reach level 20, the current maximum level, will have the access to the 8 different shops with hundreds of items for their ponies. Artix Entertainment can neither confirm nor deny that players will be able to battle against Boss Pony. NBC names of Chuck Nayes, Jack Stallington, and Edgar Allan Pony and Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, my God. No. No, people, no.
If you're interested, you can go over to ponyversuspony.com. Oh, my God. Why did it? At least there's nowhere that it says for girls and not even in their bio. So thank you for that, at least.
Yes, yes, thank you. And you, right there, you know, you, if you are listening, you are not allowed to play this game, just so you know.
I don't understand why they keep making these little pony cutesy games. You know how many little girls I know that play Wizard 101, and there is nary a pony in it, and those girls are fighting skeletons and bats.
Yes.
They love it. They love it. I like Wizard
101.
Now, that's a free play game. I love that game. I will sit and play for hours.
See, that was like the whole She-Ra thing growing up. I couldn't stand She-Ra. Give me He-Man.
Well, I like She-Ra. I just wish she was tougher.
Yeah.
She wasn't quite as tough as He-Man. She was always, well, when she was Adora, she was whiny. I hated when she was Adora.
Yeah.
But I need me a good game with where the girls are strong. And I hear they're making a Harry Potter MMO, but I think I need them to finish that. It needs to be good.
Yes.
It needs to be like Wizard 101, because Wizard 101 borrowed a lot of elements from Harry Potter, the school that you pick, you know, whichever powers you have.
Mm-hmm.
So it needs to be good. It could be a little darker. You know, you can make it about T for teen. Yeah, it would be good.
Yes.
And I'd play that. I want to be like Hermione. See?
Ooh, yes, Hermione is awesome.
Hermione saved Harry in every movie except this last one.
I know. And she always, you know, was a secondary character, more or less. So it's kind of like, really? She could have her own thing. She was awesome.
That's what J.K. Rowling needs to do. We need to see what's going on with Hermione. When she was doing all the time traveling, remember they hinted that's why
yes.
she was so advanced? We need to see exactly what she was doing. That's what I need
yes,
to know.
Yes, yes, yes. And my other wondering was, how does she end up with Ron? Ron was such a little baby.
Well, he got better towards the end.
Yeah, it took him how many movies?
Well, they both were babies. Remember, they both were babies. She would just kind of step in and say, do this.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
They complained that she was bossy, but she was saving their asses every time.
Every time, because that's what us girls do.
That's right. I'm going to make me a T-shirt. Mm-hmm. Hermione. Granger in training.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me why I'm touching my chest while I say that.
Wow, that just derailed. Jay, if you're listening, hands above the desk.
We're not live. You can't hear us.
Yeah, but if he's streaming, hands above the desk.
I'll get a tweet later.
All right. Finn's at the ready for a fish fighting frenzy.
I was just going to say something about the fish. Go ahead.
Legend of the Fish of Fury is a new martial arts style fighting game set to hit the iPad and iPhone on the 28th of September. Think you can become king of the sea? Go fin to fin with nine fishy fellows and our four immersive gameplay modes and be crowned the world heavyweight fish champion in the third mobile app from Sea Enterprise. All right, dive into the colorful underwater world and battle it out in four arenas, Heaven, Hell, Sunken Ship, and Marketplace in the fast-paced cartoon fighting thriller. Easy to pick up and play. Simply use Apple's gesture controls to punch, kick, block, and finish off your opponent with each of the character's special moves. Game modes. Take on each opponent in turn in the best of three rounds battle in arcade mode and work your way up to the top. But don't worry, if you're sent to Davy Jones' locker, you'll be given as many chances as possible. It's a eat fish world down there where survival mode is everything. Battle against each of your opponents in this one-round melee to progress to the next round. But this time, there are no second chances. If you are defeated, you'll have to battle from the beginning. Board on the bus on the way to school or work, quick play starts a random battle between fish. Remember, best of three rounds wins. And if you're getting your flippers in a flap, practice will help you hone your skills and become a grouper amongst fry. Legend of the Fish of Fury will be available to download from the Apple App Store from the 28th of September. All right, if you want to see the game trailer and screenshots, head over to GameNatrix.com and check it out.
And I could just stop breathing all heavy in the microphone, couldn't I?
I didn't hear you doing it. Otherwise, I'd have been like, ooh, do it again.
Something's wrong with you.
Yeah. It's awesome, though.
Yes, you are the most awesomest of awesome sauce gingers ever.
Yes, exactly.
Well, interesting stuff going on. As you know, we have this whole fashion thing we're doing leading up to something big we cannot tell you about yet.
How? On Facebook, you might see a couple hints here and there if you've been watching.
Yes, if you've been paying attention to Ginger the Ginger Maid.
Ginger tells everything.
And that's why you get tell everything. But those of you who love you some fashion or, Second Life fashion in particular, we're still working our way around to the others because it's hard to leave. You could go and check out what's going on this week over at Second Life. You have Harper Beresford, who's writing about her passion for fashion in Second Life, showing off hairs that she made. I like this asymmetrical one with the purple. I want my real hair cut like that. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. I think I'm going to do that because those kind of looks work for me. the crazy ones. She's also done some new shapes, AOs. And, you know, huh? Say again?
Did you go over to Analyst Dog?
I am not going. You are not getting me.
I've got two of them already.
Ginger. You know, now I'm also very impressed with her skins. She's done a lot of skins, ethnic varieties. She's done species. She's got a gray one that can kind of be, I don't know what that is, the gray one. I guess that's a furry with the dot in the head. She's got an Asian. She's got a Latina. She's got a black girl. Just all very well done. Beautiful. And if you've never played Second Life, it's very difficult to find other ethnicities done well. Usually they look horrible, but she's done a great job. So, hey, Harper, awesome.
And Harper is also so talented that she's appeared in Real magazine, Harper's Bazaar, and also Architectural Digest in Italy. So she's no joke. This is not just, you know, regular old run-of-the-mill. Got to have talent. So go check out if you like fashion. Fashion Week, the Real Fashion Week is over, but you can continue. I'm sorry, I'm getting all lost in the stuff they got on this page. Let me get off of here. Oh, look at that one. Dang it.
I know. Oh, my God, I know.
We do have a feed if you want to go over and check out our fashion page, Virtual Fashion. Oh, man, just broke. I'm going to give Ginger this link, and you're going to listen to her gasp. Y'all listen to this. Go look at that, Ginger. I want to hear the gasp because I know she's going to do it. But look at that. It's very soft, but still. Yeah.
A mesh?
I don't know, but isn't it lovely? Everybody else, what?
No. Oh, it's awesome. Oh, look at those pictures.
You guys.
Oh, hey, I know where that one is taken, that tree with the face in it. I know where that is. That's one of my favorite Sims.
Girl, you wander more than
oh
I do.
Oh, my God, look at those shoes.
Breathe, Ginger, breathe. Okay, so if you want to check some of this stuff out that we're talking about, you go over to our fashion page, our virtual lives, and then virtual fashion, and just start clicking, look through some of the stuff. Remember, we got something big coming, so you
want
to be
there. I want that purse in real life.
Man, don't make me go buy a purse today. Ooh, you know what? I'm going to buy me a purse today. I don't know what brand it's going to be, but watch Twitter because I will be taking pictures of it. Oof, got me some new shoes. I need a new purse. What? Okay. I think we got time for one more. Is it my turn? It's still my turn, isn't it?
No, you were just talking about Second Life and all that fun stuff.
Oh, I was?
Let me get over here. Yeah.
I got to go. It's time for purse. Let's get this done.
All right. RoboSockets, link me up. Free update. Even more room for strategical play. Tatum Games has just released an update to its pixelated arcade puzzle, RoboSockets, Link Me Up. Current version contains some of the features fans of the game have been asking for and overall gameplay improvements. Ability to preview next item makes the playing session less random and puts more control into players' fingers. First feedback confirms preview feature also makes last levels, which seemed overcomplicated, to some easier to complete. Each successful connection is now marked with flashes of electricity and sound effect to visualize the chain of robots. Other improvements deal with rendering speed and minor rare bugs. RoboSockets Link Me Up is a universal puzzle game inspired by Tetris and Pipes game mechanics. Players' task is to rescue a planet of damaged robots by connecting their hands into chains. The game features pixel art, moving comic-style storyline with unlockable robo-evolution facts and full Facebook and Game Center integration. It has an average user rating of 4.5 stars out of 5 at Apple App Store. Free version with limited gameplay is also available. Yay! So if you want to play that, if that sounds like fun, head over to GameAndTricks.com to get the link.
Whoop, 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 whoop. And it is time for us to go. Actually, we have a minute or two, but I'd rather go since we keep dropping. I'd hate to try to push our luck. So we will see you guys bright and early tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll have better luck with the news. Should I do the... Yeah, I know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to do it anyway because...
Okay.
Here we go. Yarr!
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, he sounds horrible. We're out of here, people.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Later, boys and girls. Mwah!